Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
2 o'clock, and you know what that means.
Hey, man!
It's time for Dukes and Bell, the best sports talk duo, breaking down the hottest topics in the ATL.
Wait a minute.
That's huge, big.
We like our sports like we like our brew. Fresh and crisp to the last out.
Yeah.
Carl Dukes.
You're not listening.
And Mike Bell.
Give me a freaking break.
Are about to take over the airwaves.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Carl Dukes and Mike Bell.
A monumental choke job by the New York Knickerbockers has America talking about it. And we are no different. Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey man.
Last night, the Knicks blew a 14-point lead, a 9-point lead, by the way, with just 52.5 seconds to play. And, Mike, look, I don't think we have any love lost for the Knicks here in Atlanta because, you know, Trey put them on blast a few years ago. They hadn't been in this position in many, many years. But the irony, and we were talking about this before we started the show today, the irony that the Knicks are playing the Pacers and a moment plays out. Now, it wasn't a game winner, but the fact that it puts the game in overtime and that they had no shot of winning this game, 3 minutes left in this ball game, and Halliburton hits that two, which we thought was a three, and he does the choke sign.
Yeah, man, literally. It's not 30 years to the day, but it's 30 years ago that Reggie Miller, you know, guys, famously, the 8 points in 9 seconds right in front of Spike Lee. As Spike Lee's losing his mind sitting courtside. Spike Lee's in Cannes, by the way, for the film festival, in case you're wondering why is Spike Lee not sitting courtside. But, yeah, man, that was something to see. And Reggie Miller on the call on TNT, so good with Kevin Harlan. That's what you need, man. Not that ESPN stuff. But anyway, it was gold last night. Knicks fans stunned. Have you ever heard the garden so quiet as when the Knicks were attempting those free throws? I mean, you literally could hear a beer vendor pouring a beer as the sphincters were so tight at the corner of 33rd and 7th. So Knicks fans have got to be figuring you've blown it because the Pacers now have home court advantage, I should say, taking one of two on the road.
138-135. By the way, entertaining game. It just was.
Oh, yeah. It was big. It was because you had some counter punches. I mean, for a while there, Cat just got on fire in the second half. Carl Anthony Towns, obviously Brunson was making some plays. Knicks were getting the boards. And then all of a sudden, the Knicks just couldn't defend the perimeter. And it was just insane how the Pacers were getting the spacing. Look, Tyrese Halliburton is a taller version of Trey. You know, we talk about Trey and the things he's able to do, which kind of even more amazing when you consider his size. But Tyrese Halliburton, man, that's Michael Jordan, Reggie Miller type stuff you're putting on at the biggest stage.
Yeah, look, and by the way, I said to me, this was the series that I had as a toss-up. I didn't think that the Knicks were going to come in and blow the Pacers out. What they did to Cleveland was not a fluke. And if they're healthy, and I think you're seeing this after game one, if you haven't watched the Pacers, they're deep. I mean, half of you didn't even know who Nesmith was. I mean, this guy's going off last night, hitting three after three. Mike, I think he had five consecutive three-pointers. And you're going, who is this guy? Is this not Steph Curry?
Right.
You don't even know who this guy is. So I think that they're deep. They play D. And, Mike, you mentioned it. Halliburton's playmaking ability is going to have them in this series. There's no reason to think that they couldn't win this series. But my thing was, they're going to have to do it outright. Like, if it's close, and Mike, last night, questionable calls? Did you think there were some questionable calls?
I think there were some calls that went both ways that were kind of goofy, I thought, at times. You know, I thought if you're looking at,
Goaltend?
I thought there was a goaltender, but I also thought was it Cat or Brunson who pushed off before he got the shot off?
Yes, Brunson.
And I thought that was something that shot would have been maybe disallowed, you know, because they take so much time to look at everything these days in the NBA. But I thought it was equally crappy officiating, if I'm honest. Luckily, though, guys made plays. I, like everybody else, you got to be kidding me. When the ball goes up over the rim, it's like something from a freaking movie. One Mississippi, two Mississippi, and the ball comes down, and it's swish, but then, of course, toes on the line. But unbelievable. And then you just knew the Knicks, even though they got the lead in overtime, you just had a feeling they had no shot.
All right, the play Mike's talking about, let's hear that. This is the game-tying shot by Tyrese Halliburton. By the way, watch the replay. He probably could have taken a layup. He took that back outside, and he was trying to win the game. You know, he's literally, like, taking the ball
big
back
nuggets.
Out. He could have easily taken the layup, and he's like, nah, I'm not going to do that. Here's the play. This is the call by Kevin Harlan and Reggie Miller.
Halliburton. He'll take it. He'll backpedal a three for the win. And goal! He got it!
It's just funny because you're like, did that just happen? And the Knicks fans were like, yeah. Just deflated, man. 404-726-0929. Here's the thing, guys. We need characters. We need people to like and dislike in this TV show. I'm not talking about the Knicks and the Pacers. I'm talking about the NBA. And the reason is because this is why we watch. He did the celebration. And at that moment, all Knicks fans hated him.
Right.
You couldn't have felt one way or the other about Tyrese Halliburton. As soon as he did the choke sign, they were like, bum, you loser. They were calling him all kind of names. They now hate him. He has a reputation now around the league. And by the way, he's a nice guy. He's not a knucklehead. But the fact, Mike.
Not his fault his dad was acting like a fool on the court.
Well,
Tyrese is a dude.
That's his dad. He's a nice dude. But the fact that he did that. We need antagonists. We need good guys and bad guys. And listen, for all the years, think about how many years you've hated Draymond Green. You still watched him, though, didn't you? You want to see if Draymond's going to kick somebody. You want to see if Draymond's going to punch somebody. Now you kind of want to see. And by the way, this isn't the first time he's done this. For those who are not familiar, Mike, he did the Dame Time celebration when they played Milwaukee with Dame on the bench. I think the idea that he is pushing the limits and doing these antics is actually helping the NBA. And last night was a prime example of that. Now, if they don't win the game, it's a different story. But the fact that they won the game, and now you're like, oh, he's the guy that did that. People are going to be watching.
Well, it's the same thing that Trey did. Unfortunately, we just never backed it up. We went backwards. I mean, Trey with taking the bow at the Garden, all the crap that literally the Knicks were throwing at us, spitting on us, all that nonsense. And Trey, you know, you on the biggest stage, the villain, Reggie Miller was the guy in the black hat. Tyrese Halliburton does not shirk away, to your point, from that kind of vibe. Trey doesn't shy away from that kind of moment. But you got to have the combination of the stars and the supporting cast. And the Pacers have that. You talked about Aaron Nesmith last night. I mean, 8 of 9 from three-point range. I mean, that was amazing. And then Obi Toppin also. I mean, only 8 points, but also contributing when you needed a rebound or needed some kind of transition action. So everybody stepping up. And the Knicks, I mean, that's about as good as the Knicks can play. That's another thing about this game. That's about as good as you can get. Now, you could argue that Anunoby could maybe be a little bit better, but you got 35 from Cat and 43 from Jalen Brunson.
It's big. I mean, you shouldn't lose a game in which Brunson goes that much. I mean, there's just no way. Either way, the other thing we need, and this is what the NBA has been missing, rivalries. We just don't have them. And it's why I think when we talk about it, and we say this, like when you mention the Bulls or the Pistons or the Celtics or the Lakers, and you go back into these rivalries, and everybody's like, oh, we miss that. We need that. I need the Pacers to not like the Knicks and vice versa, Mike. I'm okay with that. And if this is going to be or become one of those rivalries where they're meeting consistently in the playoffs and there's some bad blood, I'm all for it. But to last night kind of hopefully created a little bit of that. if you were leaning one way or the other. And now I can't wait for game two in this series.
Yeah, the ratings were down in the West, as we said. It was expected because you don't have Steph Curry. You don't have LeBron. We know who those guys are. SGA is the MVP. Ant-Man is, again, one of the top five, six stars in the league. But the rest of the casual fans are figuring that out. But this is one that needs no introduction. Now, it is kind of funny that we're talking about a script written 30 years ago that just kind of happened all over again last night with the Knicks blowing it, with a Reggie Miller-like character that you just laid out, the things that Tyrese Halliburton does. So if you're Indy, you're feeling really good. Knicks got to look inside themselves. They're getting crushed by, obviously, Sports Talk Radio, and deservedly so. Fans losing their minds. And we'll see, because that was an overtime game. You expended a lot of energy. You had some really good performances. But at the end, you just could not defend the perimeter jump shot. Some of those threes, you're like, and there were times you're like, let me wind up for this. Okay, and I got it. You know, and it's like that's, and Thibodeau's, you know, calling card is great defense. So, man, if you're the Knicks, you're in your feels right now. You lose game two. Oof.
A lot of pressure. Let me hear Tyrese Halliburton talk about the choke gesture. Obviously, he was planning this. Don't know if he planned to use it in game one, but he was planning this because it came out quickly. Here's what he said about it.
I wasn't like plotting on it or anything. I just, everybody wanted me to do it like last year at some different point, but it's just got to feel right. And it felt right at the time. If I would have known it was a two, I would not have done it. So I think I might have wasted it. If I do it again, then I might be, people might say I'm like aura farming. So I'm not, I don't plan on using it again.
I love it. And that's a great take, but it's funny. He goes, it's got to happen naturally, organically. The Knicks have to choke. You can't just do this unless the other team cooperates. And the Knicks did choke. I love that. That's one of the best answers to a question I've heard from an NBA player in a long time, man.
Timing was perfect. Timing's everything in life, and timing was perfect for that. Want to hear from you guys. Do you think this helps the league? I do. And if you go, well, it's just one game, these are the games that bring you back. This is the Jordan shot in Cleveland. When you go, wow, is he really that good? I got to see, and I'm going to watch him again. It's the Jordan going off in the Garden for 63. It's moments like this that bring us back, and we go, all right, I got to see what happens. 404-726-0929. You can text Mike and tweet at him as well. He is Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up, C Dukes. And the radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game. There was a lot going on today. Braves and Nationals hopefully get a chance to play tonight, 6:45, and they get a chance to, after being postponed last night. Also, Mike, we got home last night, and we're going to discuss this more coming up at 3 o'clock in our 4th and 1 segment, but Colts owner Jim Irsay passing away in his sleep at 65.
Yeah, man, and again, it kind of a, I mean, I guess first thing I would think of, somebody asked me, like, you know, describe Irsay, I'd say character. Not that he had character, he was a character. Certainly had his troubles off the field. He didn't shy away from it, and then he turned that around into a positive and was a guy that certainly advocated to help folks dealing with addiction and things like that. But he's also a guy that, it's kind of funny, late in his life as an owner, he sort of became the human trial balloon. Anytime there was something that the NFL was thinking about maybe doing, Irsay was the guy they'd go to. It was kind of like the loose cannon to speak to the media. But you and I interviewed him once, and we interviewed him, I think, at the Super Bowl before you and I worked together, because he was promoting some mental health initiative.
Yeah.
I mean, for a while there, he looked like a guy that could play defensive end. He was a gym rat, you know, once he got over the drug issue. I mean, the guy was like ripped. So one of those dudes that was like, man, this guy looks like a bodybuilder, literally. But I mean, he's just a wild man. My dad used to say about a friend of his from Vietnam, it's not the years, it's the mileage. So he was 65 with some city miles, if we talk about Jim Irsay.
One of the best interviews I had with Jim Irsay was the decision for them to move on from Peyton Manning. You guys remember this. Manning has the back surgery, and everybody's like, and they obviously draft Andrew Luck. And for me, knowing the Lucks as well as I did, once they drafted Andrew, I got a chance to talk to Jim Irsay about that decision process. Him and Peyton Manning, I don't know if you guys saw it, Peyton posted about him. They loved each other. It was business. They understood that. And, you know, it's rare, Mike, where you go from one franchise quarterback to another. And they did that with Andrew Luck, even though his career was cut short. But he was, just as you said, a character. He was one of these guys. Who did we have on, Mike? A couple of weeks back, and we were talking about the former Falcons coach, and we were talking about how fun it is just to talk to him.
Oh, guys like Jerry Glanville. Old school. OGs. Yeah.
Yes. And I'm not going to tell you he's that kind of character, but he's similar in a way.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
He's got these quirks and these quirky things about him.
He wore his heart on his sleeve.
He did.
You know, and again, he did have his issues. And seems like, you know, he's got the three daughters that are in the they had a plan in place for how this thing will be run as far as the Colts. But yeah, I mean, I like guys that are kind of like those loose cannon characters. So we could use more of that in the NFL.
And he would tell you what's on his mind.
Right.
He would not hold back. Rest in peace.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.